to start the Gemara, and again, I want to give two introductions. I forgot what the first one was yesterday, but I remember what the second one was. There is a concept of pattern, chazaka. Patterns are developed according to Rebbe with two times, and according to Shimon Gamliel with three times. We're not passing halacha now, we're learning Gemara, and some of these Gemaras, most of them, will go with Rebbe's opinion. Rashi will point it out. And one or two, or some of them, might go with the Shimon Gamliel's opinion. So it'll be clear as Rashi explains them. Pana Rabbana.
Just to let you know, several
B'nai Torah
spoke to you
yesterday.
Did not know the sprinkler.
The what?
The sprinkler.
What did I tell you yesterday? I told you, I said most people have no clue. They're clueless. There are many other things that people picked up in fifth grade. And they learned parts of Sukkah.
Eventually we get it. You know.
Sometimes, and sometimes not. If it's a Masechtas Brachos, eventually they hear it. If it's a Masechtas Parah, eventually they don't hear it. Unless they happen to learn a Gemara that brings it down. And there are many of those factors. Most people think that Mitzayra Musgo is a suffix Mitzayra. We lock him up to see whether he'll become a Mitzayra or not. Not true. He's a Vadai Mitzayra Musgar. It's not, again, it's one of the common errors. Because when you learn in school, we lock him up. At the end of the week, the client checks him. Sounds very much like we're putting him on a trial basis to see what happens. It's not what happens. Not true. There's a whole bunch of these misunderstood facts because it's Masechtas that are not commonly learned. And therefore, people still have the same way of understanding it as they understood it whenever they learned it in school, Parshas Chukas or Parshas Mitzrayra, which are difficult parshas, so therefore that's what they picked up and that's what they remember. I told you this yesterday, it doesn't surprise me at all. You can go do your poll voucher today and you will see that. Tana Rabbana. Did anybody know it? None of them. I forget. Tana Rabbana. I am on Pesimid Bays, about 8 lines, 10 lines in. Tana Rabbanon Skeini Shavra La Shalashainas. A lady that's older, we determined what older meant yesterday, that 3 Inus went by, we determined that Inus 30 days, it means she went 90 days without a period. And she's a Skeina, Virasa, and then she saw a period, Daishaita. That means, this is the Skeina that the Mishnah says that even when she has a period, we don't, the Chumrah of the 24 hours doesn't exist. She is a Nida, by the way. There is no Kula on her now. She's a Nida with all halachas of a Nida. 7 and 11, and she's Matama. Everything that a regular Nida is Matama. We are not in any way changing her halacha of Nidas. The only difference is there that 24-hour Chumrah? Since she was a Mesulekas Damim, she was a woman that wasn't expected to see. She was removed from having periods. Therefore, there is no Chumrah of Meshlais. That is the only difference that there is. Then she went another 90 days for Rasa. And now she saw this other period. Dayashaita, again, the second 90 days, made her again a Musulekas Daman. Now, at this point, according to Rebbe, she has a pattern. Now, the pattern doesn't affect the second time because she still hasn't established the pattern. But after the second time, she now has a pattern of 90 days. Therefore, at the third time, she's a regular woman. She has a pattern. Her pattern is 90 days, or 92 days, or 95 days. She developed a pattern. So we don't say the third time she's a Mesulekas Damim, because the first two times, she already established a pattern that she's not a Mesulekas Damim. Now, at the time she establishes the pattern, she's still a Mesulekas Damim. This makes her a non-Mesulekas Damim. Therefore, the Chumrah Meshlais is only the next time. It's not when she established the pattern time number two, because she, at that point she was a Mesulekas Damim. It's after she had the second period we say, hey, this woman has a pattern. Therefore, from now and on, she's a woman with a pattern. It doesn't have to be exact. Kibna means exact, yeah. Kavana, intention, exact. Even if it's less or more, Rashi. Talk to Rashi. All the way up, the second line from the top. Hari kachol hanashim. Nekivin d'asa sakach shloish pamim. It's the third time. Ein zeh siluk damim. This is not a removal of blood. Elo shinui vest. She changed the way she sees. V'chitema. So now Rashi has a problem. Now that she did it three times, why don't we go back and say, hey, this lady was never Mesulekas damim. And therefore, the first time she touched things in the mace place, and the second time she touched things in the mace place, should now retroactively become tamei. Because we thought she was a Mesulekas damim. But she just proved to us that she's not a Mesulekas damim. So now, let's go back and say the first time she also wasn't a Mesulekas damim. And the second time, she also wasn't a Mesulekas damim. It became a kidney Muslim afraid. Let this reveal retroactively. Sha'avri Shaina, Mikhaev Shadam and Mitsuyim Bar Rasha. It was common in her, she was going to see, but didn't Matthias the Mephraya. Dr. Ashi, like Achim Rabbanan Kulai Ben Mesle. You really want to know it? We should do it. But it's a Chumra Rabbanan. And to go back to tell this woman that the Taurus you touched 181 days ago is now Tameh, we're not going to do that. Because at the time we told her she was a Mesulekas Damim. We are now finding out that we made a mistake. I mean, a legitimate mistake, a halachic mistake. Right? So now we don't go back and correct it. Because it's a Chumra Rabbanan of Mesleis, no reason to go back and correct it. And again, as I pointed out, this woman was in need as soon as she saw her period. There were no kulas in any biblical law. It was only the Chumra Mesleis. So to go back now 181 days and say, oh, by the way, now that you had it a third time, we're going to go back now and make Tameh what you saw the mace place of the first time. You know, we're not going to do that. She saw it at 90 or 91. That would be Kibna. If I feel a pixel, even if it's pixel, what does pixel mean? Then we shine on Letitia Mishleisha. The first period came after a 93-day break. The second period came after a 92-day break. Mishleisha Letitia Mishleisha. And the third period came after a 91-day break. Ayay Sira. You got it. We shine on Letitia Aleph Yain. One was 91. Shneel Letitia Beis. Two was 92. Shleishis Letzadi Gimel. I feel the Hachim B'Tayim and Meshleis. Still, it doesn't have to be that she saw three times at the exact same time. I don't know, even if she didn't see at the exact same time, either more or less, doesn't make a difference. She's B'Tayim and Meshleis.
The one about the 90-day
thing, because we're very mocked for 30, 29, 50, 80. Yeah, and we're saying, we're talking about the case of 90. Now, the reason we're doing this is because the Gemara is going to say it doesn't make sense what the Raisa just said. Because if it's exact, then it's not the time of Meshleis, then she has a Ves Kavua. It's only when it's not exact. So that's going to be the Gemara's question. The time of Baruch.
Rashi's example that you just said, we gave 91, 92, 93. The next anticipated is 94.
No, because that, now you're getting into a Shaila Ves Tadilug, which I wanted to avoid at this point in Masechta. See, as I told, I think, Reb Meisher when he was here, there are many kinds of vestas. We're commonly familiar with two, but there are many more. One of them is called a vest hadilug, a pattern of going an extra day. Now, this is not a vest hadilug. Why it's not a vest hadilug has to do with the fact that it's a whole subject later on. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to be spending 20 minutes talking about something that I really didn't review, but I remember. At least a little bit. And I'd rather wait till the Gemara gets to it.
So funny,
it's not a Ves Kavua.
What is the
Ves Kavua? It's a woman that doesn't have a Ves
Kavua. That's not a Ves Kavua, then. Example 91.
Correct.
She's not a
Ves. I can't hear you.
It's only exactly a 90?
Yeah, what is Ves Kavua?
Same exact.
So it's not the same exact. It's no different than a woman that sees 27, 29, 25, 32. There's no Ves Kavua.
Right.
91, 92, 93 is the same. What you're bothered is Ves Tadilug. Tyson gets into it, right? but I'd rather not get into it till we get to the sugya. We'll be a sugya in Meretz Hashem all the way down in Daf Samach Daled, but that's where it is. Yes.
You say 91 edges the same?
I said it's no different than a woman who has a vesha in the kavua within 30 days. I mean, what was bothering Baruch Meisha is that she was establishing a vest of moving one day ahead, which is a big sugya in Nida called vest hadilug, a vest that goes.
Which we're not
going to
get into right now.
Exactly.
That's why he came back.
You're late today, you know what I mean? It's like not, No, you're right, but I'd rather not get into it. It'd be a whole long discussion. Now, the Kama Baruch, my Afilu, Arab, if it's Kivna, there's no Dayash, there's no late slave. Because if it's Kivna, it's a 90-day. This woman has just established a Best Kavua. And the Mishnah said a Best Kavua is Dayashaita. Doesn't have to keep Mace Lace. It's only when it's not exact that we say Mace Lace. The Brisa makes it say Kivna is Mace Lace, even if it's not Kivna. Adarabba, it's only if not Kivna. The Kama Baruch, my Afilu, a father who helped you do the time of Mace Lace. The Kivan Shapikso Yisira, the man entire. Why should we say no Mace Lace? Vest ain't gone. There's no vest kavua. Sealant government ain't gone. There's no removal of blood. Avim Kivna, yes, come vest. But if we're exact, we go from a Siluk Damim to a vest. And a vest also gets a 24-hour, doesn't get the 24-hour Kumra, the Dai Shaita. Right. But the Brisa didn't say that. The Brisa said exact, or less or more. That's what the Brisa said. She has to keep 24 hours. Frech to Gemara. Afilu Pirsa, Veloi Miboya Kivna, are you telling me that the finish is when it's not exact? That she has to keep the 24 hours? And if it's exact, for sure, Adarabba, ki kivna kavu l'vest v'dai shaita. When she has exact 90, she just made a new vest. And a woman that has a vest, we had the Mishnah, every woman that has a vest kavua is dai shaita. Doesn't have to worry about the 24 hours. Now, that was a machloikas. The chitayim rabbanon he deplied galei derb daisha. We had this machloikas earlier. Rabbanon said, woman that has a vest kavua does have to worry about 24 hours. The Amri Yisrael, she has the vest matama may slice. But even according to them, that's the bigger chiddush. Kivna is the bigger chiddush. The Brisa makes it sound like Pichsa Meisira is the bigger chiddush. Like the Brisa said, not only if it's 90, even if it's 91, 92, 93, or 93, 92, 91. Adarabba, 93, 92, 91 is not a machoikas. 90 is a machloikas. So don't make it sound like the bigger chiddush is 91, 92, 93. The bigger chiddush is the 90. The Brisa writes, 90 is metama meislais. Okay, you'll tell me that's Rabbanon, who holds it is. Even 91, what's the even? For sure, 91, 92, 93. But she came around, the name of Loisha Pixar, not only if she had 91, 92, 93, or 93, 92, 91, the Brisa makes it sound that 90 is more reason to be Matama Meislais. It's not. But the Gemara 20, change it. You're right, change the Brisa. Loisha Pixar Vesira Afilakimna. Going like Drabonim, that even a woman with a Mevest needs Meislais. And the Brisa is saying not only inexact, if that's the right way of saying it, not only non-exact, even exact. Like Drabonim. But the finish is exact more than the non-exact. Change the order of the Brisa. Instead of saying not only exact, even not exact, say not only not exact, even exact.
Why would exact mean they say?
Because Rabbanan argued with them, and they say that even a Ves Kavua is not Dayashaita. We had that on Dawud of Beis, but as the Gemara brought him up like this, our Mishnah was going like with Daisa. At the bottom of the page, we had two Pshatim there. I started the recording. I think I did. Find that in a second.
Well, so far, right in that discussion, my opinion has only been that a kavu is set by two.
We haven't gotten into that yet. I spoke that out. Don't think about it later. Iba Yisayma, Haki Kamar. V'loy Shekivna. change the brisa, not only if it's exact, but not if it's exact. The brisa is going like a brisa, and it's saying 90-90-90 would not need a mace lace. Ella shepirsa meisir, Rav Akivna cover lo ves v'dai shaita umani rav daisi. So the basic thing is changing the brisa one of two ways. Either say that the brisa is saying not only more than less, even kivna like drabonon, or the brisa is saying only more or less, not exact like rav daisi. Pick your choice, but the brisa has to be changed. Rashi, look, Rashi. It should have said not only less or more. You can say that there's a kriyas vest. The plinya of daisa. Like drabonon who argue of daisa. So the gemara gives two truths. And the second one, if he by his name is sami mekana filu. Take out the word Akivna, but Rav Daisi, well, he comes, but like is Akivna. It's not when she was exact. The Akivna comes with Vesva Daisaita, because if she was exact, it is a Veskavua, and you wouldn't have mace lace. That was a pixel lace here. Period. That's the end of this Gemara. Now we go to the next step of this Gemara. Rav Eliezer Reimer, called Isis Avrula. Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanon have an argument. What happens if a young lady went 90 days without a period, does she become a muslekes damim? Eliezer said yes, Rabbanon said no. They said only skena. Translation of skena, we learned yesterday. But a young lady that goes 90 days is not a muslekes damim. That's what Rabbanon holds. Eliezer said it is. Tanya. Amalam Eliezer l'chachamim. Eliezer told the chachamim. Ma'isa b'riva achas b'hislu. It was a story of a girl in the city of Hiskun. Now remember, in those days, see today, girls really don't care when they get the period. They don't have no reason to keep track. We don't keep to Matara. So the only reason either makes a difference is marriage. They're not married. It makes no difference. In those days, every girl that saw a period had to know exactly when she was in either and when she wasn't. So she'd keep the same calendar as a married woman. It was a Negeya to Matara. It wasn't a Negeya husband that she wasn't married, but it was a Negeya to Matara. That it was this girl in Hislu, Shavsikis Cholashinus, that stopped seeing 90 days. She was a girl. And they said, she doesn't have to keep 20, there's no Tumah 24 hours. And this is a young girl. This is Rabbi Yez's proof that the halacha is like him. Listen, this is a story that happened in an earlier generation, and the Chachamim passed him like I said. Amrulai ein shasat chak raya. That was the story of shasat chak. It was a difficult time. I'll use that word. I don't know how art scroll translates shasat chak. And
pressing.
What?
Pressing time.
Pressing time.
So pressing.
Oh, my shasat chak. Mamas, the Gemara asked your kasha. My shasat chak. Ikki the Amish neighbor tzuras having with years of famine, and if you're going to be matami food, you're hurting whatever is left of food to begin with. She did a lot of taras. This girl had worked with a ton of taras the day before. And if you're going to be machmer on her, you're going to be making a lot of taras tame. So chashul rabbanon lehefsid the taras. They didn't want it all thrown out. And therefore, they were makel for her. But that's what Rabbanon said. Don't prove it from there. There were extenuating circumstances there. Rashi. Behislu, Shem Malkum. The name of the place. Shnei Betzuras Avi, Vika Hefsid Meruba. And again, in a famine years, this is called the Hefsid Meruba. And now, you need the food desperately, so if you're going to throw out any food, it's a Hefsid Meruba. Zot the Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbana. We had this Gemara before. This is basically a repeat. Tana Rabbana. Maisavasa Rebbe Kareb Eliezer. Rebbe Paskin like Kareb Eliezer. Lachash in this curve. He reminded himself, we went through this Gemara before, that he reminded himself, what he did remind himself, we're going to go through this again. We rely on Rabbi Eliezer, B'Shas Adchak. Frek the Gemara, B'Shas Adchak, I'm sorry. My Lachash and Isker, what did he remember? Did you remember that they paskin like Drabonon, that there was a definitive sack, not like Rabbi Yezer? So Mishas of Chal Kechiyovit Kvasei. How can you rely on Rabbi Yezer? Now, even though we just said that Drabonon said Mishas of Chal, they agree. This is a different kind of Mishas of Chal. That's what Rashi and Tysus talk about earlier. What Mishas of Chal did Rebbe rely on Rabbi Yezer, that the Drabonon wouldn't have relied on Rabbi Yezer. Because Drabonon answered them in Mishas of Chal Raya. Right, but so Rashi said it was a time of famine. So Tyson says, but the Gemara said Rabbanan agreed by time of famine. So Rashi answered to Tyson over there, down in base. Where was it? It was the top of Amid Beis, I think. Yeah, Tyson says that it was. We passed it. Rebbe passed it for him. What happened was, Tysus learned, the Shas HaTzach was, Rebbe told him, like Rebbe Eliezer. And then, he remembered that he paskened wrong. By that time, the guy had touched a lot of taras. Originally, Rebbe should have told him, your tummy makes lace. Because it was a young lady. But Rebbe paskened by mistake, like Rebbe Eliezer. Now the question was to retract the psak. And at this point, it had become a Shas HaTzach, because he touched who knows what over the lip. Since Rebbe Paskin, he went and touched things, because he had touched this lady the day before, and he had become Tamei, if she was Tamei Meisleis. And she was told she's Tar Meisleis. So he considered himself Tar, and therefore he touched a ton of things. So now it became a Shas HaTzach. Because of Rebbe Tzach, it became a Shas HaTzach.
Going for the first answer of the famine, that she baked lots of house, but that has worked. In itself?
It seems that's a machlokes. I don't know if they agree to each other or not. I don't know. The Gemara brings that as two answers. I don't know if that means two possibilities or one doesn't agree to the other. If I had to guess, I would say they agree to each other, but I have no proof. So what did he remember? If he remembered that the halacha is not like the answer, b'shas atchal kechiyovet kvasei. Elo yimer hilchos loy kamar v'loy kamar. We had this Gemara before. This was not definitively decided. They had not paskin like Drabonon. My lachash and isker, so then why did he consider it a mistake? Lachash and isker, the Yav Yochid Polygalay El Rabim. He remembered that it's a majority, and therefore he should not have paskin like Rabbi Yezer. Right, Rabbi Polygalay? Amr Kadai Rabbi Yezer, listen to Chalo B'Shas HaTzach. This is a repeat of Gemara. It's because over here, we just brought the conversation between Rabbi Yezer and Drabonon, so we bring the story. Rashi, lachash and isker, Shloyafo Haira. Remember that he didn't pass him well. Zok the Gemara by the Tana Rabbana. Tinaikas Shiloh Higiyas Mana Lirais. Okay? Now we're talking a different scenario. This is a girl that never had a period. And she's not old enough to have a period. Because if she were old enough to have a period, as soon as she has a period, she has periods. Because that's the normal way of the Rabbanim Shalom running the world, that a woman reaches a certain age and then gets her first period and moves on in life. But this is a girl that's too young to have a period. So therefore, having a period does not establish her as a girl with periods. Again, I want to repeat that because it's very important. A girl that reaches 12, let's pick 12 as the age of a Giyas Mana Lirais. So a 12-year-old girl that gets her first period has periods. She doesn't have to establish any patterns. She's 12. Normal 12-year-old, regular, I don't want to say normal, regular 12-year-old, normal is not politically correct. Regular 12-year-old girls get periods. This girl became a regular girl. She got her period. Okay? So she's a pattern is established with one time. She doesn't have to establish her own pattern. She's part of the Rabbeinu Shlom's patterns that girls 12 years old get periods. But this girl was under 12. And under 12, again, I picked an arbitrary age now. Gemara calls it Yagiyas Ma'alei Rais. So under 12, she doesn't get periods. This girl got period. I mean, she's not the norm. She's not the regular. So now, this girl has to establish a pattern of periods to be considered a girl who has periods. Having one doesn't establish it. It's too young for that. So she's different than the regular girl over 12. I hope I explained myself well enough. Over 12 doesn't need an establishment of a pattern. Age establishes the pattern. Right. Some girls see at 12, some see at 13, some see at 14, but it's always the regular way the Rabbani Shem created the world. 10-year-olds don't see Dam. And she did, so she's not in the regular pattern. So now she's establishing her own pattern. So therefore...
You
need
two periods for
this. Again, who needs two periods?
First time a girl is bleeding.
Again, if she's over 12...
How would you know... Okay,
how old is she?
She's 12 and 5 days.
So now it's normal for girls to see periods. She's a regular girl.
What did she establish with?
She doesn't have to establish. She's established that she's a regular girl.
But she still doesn't know when the next time will come.
I'm not telling her when to have to do bidding. I'm telling her that she has to be a conscious meat place.
Oh,
I'm telling her that her period, the next time, is not happening that we have to... It's normal. And then she has to make space. That's all we're discussing now. We're not going through when she has to do bidikas. That's not our problem. Yes, doctor.
Other than saying, the problem, other than saying, Tanaka, does anyone mention actual number of years anywhere?
What is considered a Gias Manalirai?
But what we're talking about here, we are using Tanaka, which is a generic term for a young girl. It does not specify age.
It says, well, it's man of Lirai. If it's man of Lirai, I believe we said, I thought we had it, that it's 12. I don't know if we had it or it's coming up. But the Gemara calls it 12.
Now, I'm aware of the significance of 12, both physiologically and medically. But, because for a woman to have a regular period, there is an orderly progression of various physical signs under her pubic hair,
again,
like they're called
Tanner stations. The Gemara doesn't get involved in that.
Okay.
The Gemara doesn't get involved in that. Tonight, you saw ideas, Manolirais, Verasa, Pamri Shaita, Daya Shaita. First time she sees, she's a Maslak of Damim. This is a girl that wasn't supposed to get periods. Sriya, Daya Shaita. Second time, still Daya Shaita, because, again, she's still a girl that's not supposed to get periods. No 90 days in between. Any time in between. This is a girl that doesn't supposed to get periods. Ask any person, they'll tell you she's misselected as dumb. She saw one period, that was an aberration.
It remains an aberration under the age. Isn't it?
Exactly, that's what it said. Shlishis, Harihiku Chalam Rashim of time in Meshwais. Ubibkida Lubkida. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Sneer Dai Shaita. Shabiria Rishaita Lehokzuka Bedamim. With one period, she's not established to be having blood. However, Lord Yigir is monolurize, because the time has not come for her to see yet. She needs to develop pattern. And you need to develop a pattern. She, one time is not a pattern developed. Shlishis Matame Meshleis. Now let's listen to this Rashi. Kadamar Lakaman, like the Gemara will say later, Zaham Masnisin Rebbe. This is going like Rebbe. The Amar betrays him the Hava Chazaka. It says she establishes a pattern with two times. Hilkach. Mishnei Re'ias, Hugzuku Liyaz Dabi Mitsuyimba. The minute she saw her second period, she has established herself as a girl who has periods. Even though she's underage, she is the Yaitse Menaklau. She's the aberration. She is the different girl that she gets periods at an earlier age. She's established a pattern. Rebbe holds two times a pattern established. Once she established a pattern, she's now a regular girl. Next time, she needs meshleis. The time she establishes the pattern, she's still not a girl that's supposed to see periods. It's after she establishes the pattern. So who's the kubeilach gazabar rabbanim meshleis? That means while she's establishing a pattern, she's not a regular girl yet. Wait, Rabbi Berger, I don't have Yanki to give it to you if you don't mind picking it. Once she establishes a pattern, she's a girl that sees periods. If she's a girl that sees periods, therefore, a lot of my Goldfarb's tests are there, so enjoy. They're not all there yet, but some of them are there. Anyway, so who's to go? They look like the Barabana Meshwais. Now, back to the bright side. Avru Aloha Slice Einus. This girl who established a pattern then went 90 days without a period. Virasa. And then she saw again, Dayashaita. She's Dayashaita. This is going like Rabbi Eliezer, who says any aged woman that goes 90 days without a period is a Masalekas Damim. So this woman, this girl became a regular girl with period, then she became a Masalekas Damim. She went 90 days without a period. She's going like Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't make a difference which age. Why you not realize Shalashainas Virasa? Dayashaita. And she went again 90 days. So this girl has went from not having periods to having a pattern of periods, then went 3 months without one, then went another 3 months without one. So now she's established a pattern of seeing every 3 months. So therefore, the rest of the third time she has it, this happens when this is a woman that never saw blood, is not of age to see blood. He is manali rice. What happens to a girl that is over 12? Pamri shayna dayashaita. The first time, she doesn't have meislay, because this is her first period. She was not supposed to get, we didn't know about periods yet. However, once she has to have one period and she's over the age, stay in the time of meislay, boom, kids of the people. Avrua lashalashainas. She went 90 days for Asa. Remember, this is Rabbi Eliezer talking, who says any woman of any age who goes 90 days becomes a Masalekas Damim, Dayashaita. That's the end of this price. Now, Rashi has a lot to say about this price. Zok Rashi. Avra lashalashainas for Asa. Siluk Damim Huzet. This is a removal of blood. Even a woman that's normal for her to see, she at the time, this Tana holds any woman that goes 90 days is Dayashaita to the Tani Sefer. For Rabbi Eliezer, he Damer Masnison called Isha so Avra Le Gimu Einus Dayashaita could come on like the Gemara will say later on. The Svarim Acherim Einai. I don't know what he means by that. Hachigasina. Not sure what that Svarim Acherim Einai was supposed to tell me. Tanya Rabbanan tonight is Chagias Manai Lirais. This is the price that we just did. A girl that's not old enough to see Virasa Pamrishaina Dayashaita. He's quoting the Brisa. Shnia Dayashaita. Shlishis Harihik Chalanashim. V'yafa Gav Tegabi Besulus Gamim B'masnisim. Even though the Mishnah, which talked about a girl that never had a period, Tanad B'mel Amru Dayashaita B'riri Shaina. The Mishnah said only their first period. Ava Mishnia, the time of Meisleis. But the Mishnah said the second period, there is Meisleis. So Drashi Hani Mili Begi is Manalirais. That's only just the age to see. Aleph, what is the Bachad? The Damim, he takes out the word Damim. The Damim Mitsuyimba, because it's common for her to have blood. Bechadazim, there's Chaska. She became a woman of periods with one time. But this girl is too young. She needs to establish it with a complete pattern. Two times establishes pattern. Rabbi, again, I mentioned this machlekes. This is all going like Rabbi. The two times establishes a pattern. Come on. Two times establish the pattern. The time of Meisleis, the third time is a Meisleis. But he reads the Chazinbar. The Rashi addresses an issue. Why don't we say the second time she established a pattern? So now she should be the time of Meisleis now. So Rashi, the one that establishes the pattern, Loi Gaz Rabban and Tumul Mefreya. They didn't make Meisleis. Rashi proves it. This girl that's 12 years old, she saw one period. She now is a girl that sees periods. But the first period is not the time of Meisleis. Why not? Tavis says, Rabbanon didn't make Meisleis until there is a pattern already. So by a girl over 12, one makes the pattern. By a girl under 12, you need two to make the pattern. But what makes the pattern is no Tumas Meisleis. Just like in our Mishnah, by a girl that's over 12, the Mechtel Kibachadariya, that she establishes herself with one, but Rabbanon dies, she's a Baisariya. They don't say, oh, now she's a girl that has periods, so she should be time to make choice now. We say the one that establishes does not have tumas bread place. So Abzai Tamuzek is Maria Shnia, this girl that's younger that eats two, Daya Shaita Shatira Sashlishis. So Rashi is explaining that we see from the Mishnah that the one that establishes doesn't get meislay. It's post-establishment that gets meislay. The rear that establishes does not get meislay. It's once it's established, the next one will get meislay.
So
Kohanashim
is like a code word for established
already? Kohanashim means women over age.
Like
over 12. She never saw a period, but she's older. Once you're over 12, you're a full woman. Where did it say that? You're talking about Shalai Yigiyas Manalirai.
Right.
Under 12.
But she's all the way through. She's still the same all these 90 days, or whatever it is, these three periods, she's still in the same age. Not
12.
Right. Her at the third one as though she would be.
She can establish her own personal pattern. What did they say call Nashim?
The third one?
I mean, he could call Nashim. She becomes a regular woman who has periods.
Alright. Still under.
But she has three periods. I don't know what you're bothered. A regular. Call Nashim means a regular woman. A regular woman has periods.
Is that she has proven herself
being physiologically functional, no matter what her calendar age is. Yeah. Okay, back to it. Three items passed after the Ria, after her pattern was established. Dayashaita, Kribli Ezra, Kmina Lila, come on. This goes by Kribli Ezra. I'm not called Isha Shavra Lashalashainas, Dayashaita. Any woman that goes 90 days is Dayashaita. To be 20 safer. Av Bagiyas Mana, Barasa, even if she's over 12 and she saw a period, of Rava Shalashainas, Barasa, Dayashaita. The Brisa says that any 90 days takes away her patterns. Alma Rebbe Yazari. Remember, Rabbanon said you have to be a skater for that. A younger woman can go 100 days, 200 days, and she's still not Dayashaita. Only a woman that's Tzikena. Rabbi Lezer said, any woman. This Bryce is Rabbi Lezer talking. Therefore, a woman with a girl with established patterns can break it with 90 days. Comment by the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask the following Shaila. Rashi brings in a new case, and the Gemara is going to discuss it. A woman went nice, forget about how old she is. She's 12. According to Rabbi Lezer, it makes no difference. She's 15. She went 90 days without a period. She's a Mishalach Kasamim. Rabbi Lezer said, she sees blood diashite. She sees 30 days later. Not 90 days later, 30 days later. Now, she was a Mishalach Kasamim that saw one time. Does she become now established to see? Or do we say, the bottom line is, she has not seen for 90 days, she has to reestablish two periods to become Muchzekas. Does she have to reestablish a pattern? But once she saw once, since she's not 95, she's 15, she becomes a regular girl again, and the second time it's not Dayashaita. That's going to be the Gemara Shaila. This woman went 90 days without a period. She now saw a period. No meislay. She went another 90 days, no meislay. That's what the Bryson says. How about she went another 30 days?
10
to 90.
Do we consider a regular girl now?
Is she a regular girl after the first period? Or she has to reestablish that she gets periods, which means she has to have two periods before we reestablish it. That's going to be the Gemara Shiloh. Why Rashi decides to tell you that now, I don't know. I guess he felt it would bother you. So he says... That's what he says. That's Rashi, the common boy in Gemara. Later on, the Gemara will ask, Eloi Avrilai Shalashai Nishnias, Elo Lashai Toyna Chazoi, Kishai Nashim, she saw after 30 days, like a regular woman. My. Because you can go two ways on this. To the boy Lefruche, like it'll be explained the Kaman later on. That's what the Bach changes it to. The time of Meslays, this is the third time. The Gloy Milsa, the Hachav Sakhir Slav Siluk Damim. These breaks were not a Siluk Damim, Elishinu Vest. It was the change of a period of time. Again, Beloy Shekivna, not exact, because once it's exact, it's Vest Kabua. Elishinu Pichsa Vesira, because it means Eliel, right? She had 91 and 92, not 90s, because 90s make a Vest Kabua. Avagamdul Rebbe, Avagazaka betrays Zimni, even though going to Rebbe two times establishes a period. And that's a proof. The Shinsa vest, Ladilut, that she is, has a vest now that's not exact, right? Lost Shiluk Zavimheim, and it's not that she lost, might two times established a pattern. So Rashi again goes through it. If she established a pattern, why isn't she Matana Mace Place the second time? So Lachila Matamala Mishdia Mace Place. The Kiva Zalayigi is Mana Lirai, since she's not a regular girl. Have a Sukha Mishaina. This young girl under 12, when she saw, went 90 days without seeing any period, has reverted to being a regular 10-year-old girl. It takes two times to establish the pattern. The first one, the second one is like the first one, because this is a woman that was Mesulekas Damim. Vasmucha Lishniya, he has Shniya. Ubishlish is the time of Meslace. And, right, Vasmucha Lishniya, he has Shniya, right, the first one that she sees is the Rishayna after three times, the next one is the Shniya, and therefore she establishes a pattern. Ubishlish is the time of Meslace. Vavagav de Bechazoka Chazisa, she nevestu v'loi silu zamen. So Rashi's explaining, again, this woman has a svara, she went 90 days as a young girl, there's a reason to say that she has reverted back to her old. We don't say she's a regular girl now that she's periods, because she saw it before her age. Therefore, she doesn't need as much to reestablish herself, to establish herself as being periods. Shagia's mana lyrics by Rashi Dai Shai Tishniya Matana Meslai. Dainu Psula de Masnishan. This is the Mishnah. Namba Bemevdwim Dayasaita Maria Rishaina. Habishniya Matama Meshwai.
So,
this woman doesn't need two times to establish a pattern. She's over 12. One Ria makes her a woman that she's what? Yes. I'll just do one more Rashi. Avrola, Rabbi Ezri, Damrafilu Yaleidis, Avrola, Shalashainis, Dayasaita. He says, even a little girl that has three times is Dayasaita. Yes.
So, the opinion that argues on Rabbi that just three, what does he do with all these?
Add one more.
This price
is Rebbe talking. You know, Rebbe gave a halachas here. He's not responsible for Shimon Gamliel, his father, by the way. Not responsible to tell you what his father held. He disagreed. This Shabbos, I speak before Myrav in Shul for 15, the last 15 minutes before Myrav. I speak like 10 of them, whatever it is. So I talked about this issue. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. I think it's in Shabbos. Might not be. Might be wrong. Rabbi Schutz will correct me. That the people from a city came to Rebbe and they said that our fathers didn't travel on Friday to, down the stream, short distance. They refused to travel on Friday. Do we have to keep their money? They were rich. We're poor. We need to go to market day. Do we have to keep it? So Rebbe told them, you have to keep it. It's your minute of your parents, forefathers. You can't break the minhag. So the child always becomes is a kid bound by his father's minhagim. So there's a Beis Yitzchak that says, Rebbe argues on his father all the time. Rebbe argues on his father. So if he has to keep his father, so the Beis Yitzchak says, minhagim you have to keep. Halacha, you can argue. Therefore, he allows somebody to switch from wearing Tuon Chalamoy to not wearing Tuon Chalamoy. So that's a halachic question. Machaber Paskin's one way, the Ramah Paskin's another way. So if you want to go like the Machaber, you want to Paskin like the Machaber, it's halacha. So you allow, go both ways. Go both ways. It's not a minig. It's not a chumrah. It's not a minig. That was a chumrah. It wasn't halacha. Everybody agrees you're allowed to travel Friday, short distance. That's the basic truth. There's other truths, but I'm just mentioning it now because Rebbe's arguing with his father. His father said three times in the Chazakah, and his son said no, two times in the Chazakah. With many nafkaminas in halacha. Where's the Gemara, Rabbi Schutz?
It means, Pashas, it means the people of that city.
Right.
Not the father. Not because it's his father. Because they lived in the same city. Mingam Mako means Mingam Mako.
No. He says, Kiblu Avisechem
Aleyam. Yeah, but in that city.
It says Avisechem, right? It does stress the word Avisechem.
But it means because that the city lived in
the same. It's a whole city, but it was Avisechem.
Yeah, Kiblu Avisechem. But it's Musa Avichem, Torsi Mecha is Minog. And it's Nekeva because our city is Nekeva.
Again, I'm not going to argue. Again, I hear what you're saying. So you're saying the whole Shiloh doesn't agree by one Yochid. It only applies by a city.
Right.
But the Paiskim seem to assume, both Paiskim that talk about it, seem to assume that it was the fathers that accepted it under sons. The Meiri says that, again, I'll have to go back into it. But it's not, honestly, I went off the subject I shouldn't have. I just couldn't. Sometimes I can't resist. That's all.
How do you know something is
a lot? Well, you know it's a lot or not. Go to Chokonaro.
My father came to Cleveland. He did not have a kittel before he came.
That's a minute.
So he wore it.
It's not Chokonaro.
I guess that in the school it was a minhug to wear it.
Yes.
Is that always a minhug, a kittel?
Again, it's not brought in halacha.
So I always look to the source before knowing whether it's...
Exactly. That's why I said halacha is written in the four books. Arkayim, Yerdeya, Ebenezer, Chesha Mishpat. That's what halacha is. Minig is things that are not written in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Paschus of halacha. Now, I know there's modern Shilas that are not in Shulchan Aruch, but they're all based on Shulchan Aruch. Nobody makes up new halacha.
I can't say my minig or my father were...
You could. I didn't say you can't say. I don't know, but by minig, you have to follow your father.
No, but he wore a kittel because that was...
So that, I don't know if that was his minig. So you're saying it wasn't really his minig.
Right.
You can wear it anyway. Yeah. Okay. My father didn't wear a kittel on Rosh Hashanah. Most people don't. In their show, everybody wore a kittel on Rosh Hashanah. That was the minig in Yeshiva. I wore when I was in Kaimul, I wore a kittel on Rosh Hashanah, like everybody else in the Beit Medrash. When I moved to Cleveland, I didn't wear it because in Shem Shabbos or in Kairay, wherever I was davening, they were not wearing kittels. I didn't wear a kittel. Now that I have the mockery of a Kiyashayfer, I'm very happy to put the kittel on, but it's much easier to daven with a kittel than with a bekachir that I wear. So, again, it's just more convenient, that's all. But I wear a kittel now. But not because I hold the minig. My kids don't wear a kittel because the minig of our family was not to wear a kittel. When I was in a place, when in Rome, do like the Romans. I don't have to stick out. Like I stick out. Everybody's wearing a kittel. Just because we're not. Anybody.